another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody, and welcome to another live session with the Hype Magazine. Today, for this Dark America segment, we have a really horrific situation that we're dealing with. Once again, Ferguson is in the news, and there is a billion-dollar lawsuit filed against a nursing home for the repeated rape and sodomy of an 84-year-old woman suffering from Alzheimer's. It's difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult to even fathom this kind of thing. But today, we're going to talk about it. This is against the Christian Women's Benevolent Association doing business as Christian Care Home, which apparently has a history of abuses and low ratings in government reviews. Now, shocking in that while they have low ratings in government reviews, nevertheless, the Department of Aging and the governor of the state of Missouri continue to support and help to provide funding to keep this facility open. So, but today, to speak on behalf of the family, we have famed attorney, Mr. Willie Gary of Gary Williams, Parenti, Watson, and Gary, who is enjoined in this case by Richard Banks of Banks and Associates. And they filed a billion-dollar lawsuit against the defendants for their gross negligence in the operation of this nursing home facility and the complete failure to provide adequate protection for residents such as Mrs. Delores Green. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Gary.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so we understand what the underlying issues of the lawsuit are. Let's get a little bit of the backstory from you as you see it.
Well, you know, every time I think about this case, you know, it just gives you the shivers, the thought of any business, any corporation allowing such activities to take place right in the heart, right in the middle of the business, the nursing home, where you take your mama, your dad, or your grandma, or granddad there for, you know, the best care. They promise the best care, and you buy into it, and you want to do that because you want to sleep at night. I know how you can be with mom or dad not feeling good. You know, you don't feel good, and because you do everything you can to make sure that. And the family thought they were doing the right thing. Mother had been there for years, but this is gross. This is beyond. This is not an accident. This is this is an intentional tort. That's that clearly no mother, grandmother, great grandmother, or father should have to go through. And what happened to our client is just, you know, it's unthinkable. 84 years of age, you can't talk, you can't scream, you can't holler. You're on a feeding tube. You're just barely making it. By the grace of God, you're still here. And to have someone sodomize or someone rape your grandmother, your mother, or father for that matter. You know, people say, why $1 billion? And I'd say it may not be enough.
I agree.
These people that can do stuff like this, there should be a special place for them, and you know where I'm talking about.
Roger that. I should point out at this point that, this was discovered in August of this year, Ms. Colette Green, who visits her mother daily, was giving her, personal care and noticed bruising and swelling around her nether regions, her rectum and vaginal area while giving her a bath. She did report what she observed to the nursing home director, and despite numerous complaints that day, she deaf ears were turned upon her pleas for help. And she returned the next day, became increasingly alarmed. There were additional bruises, more swelling, and still no answers. She immediately removed her to the safety of from CCH and took her to the safety of DePaul Hospital, where she was examined. They obviously did a full rape kit and such, and the doctors determined that her mother had been repeatedly raped and sodomized. The lawsuit was filed to help shine a light. And this is not an uncommon occurrence, as I understand it, Mr. Gary.
That's exactly right. This is, and you know, this is not just about our clients. This is about, it's a bigger picture here. But you got great grandmas and granddaddies in nursing homes throughout the country. They suffer from all kinds of abuse, from physical abuse, sexual abuse, you name it. And we just decided that, you know, it's, while it is about the money, because the money is what will, you know, get the attention of corporate America.
Right.
The big people, they have the money, the resources, and they think they can get away with anything. Well, we're fighting for all of those out there in the nursing homes throughout the country. We are fighting for the little people, and like Ms. Green, those that are voiceless. And I mean, not only figuratively speaking, but physically, she was voiceless. And there are many others who can't, some can't see, they can't talk, they can't do anything but just take it. And we want to, with this fight is about our senior citizens, those that brought us into this world, those that made it possible for this nation to be all that it can be. Some of them from the war, some of them from the south, the north, east, and the west. We're going to put a stop to this. We're going to make a difference. And that's just the way it is.
I think it's a perfect moment to point out that based on the most recent United States Census report and elder abuse statistics, approximately 3.2 million U.S. citizens live in nursing homes. And of the 3.2 million, there are more than 2 million reports of elder abuse every year. Now, you know,
2 million, just think about it, 2 million grandmas and great-grandmas, grandpas and great-grandpas having to do this, and they can't fight. They're receiving punches, but they can't return the punch. They can't fight for themselves. And if it takes, you know, whatever it takes, come hell or high water, we're going to be there for them. We're going to fight for them. We're going to make a difference. And that's why that it ticks me every time I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's uncalled for. Your mother can't talk. She can't. No voice. She's on a feeding tube. She's on, you know, and well, how can you? Who has the right to? Nobody has the right to do what
it's
was
unfathomable.
Done.
Unfathomable. She's innocent as a newborn baby, you know, and equally as helpless, as Mr. Green said in a statement that was issued early on. I mean, but the killer point is that they say there are 3.2 million nursing home residents, and there are more than 2 million reports of elder abuse. That's two-thirds of the total reported residency in nursing homes. Go ahead, yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right, and that's why this fight is worth fighting. This game has to, it has to stop. This abuse has to stop. 2 million, that's every 12 months. every 12 months, cases of abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, just punching them, kicking them, like the adult, like they're, and I want to be clear, you don't do anybody, you don't do animals, you don't do anybody like that. That's just cold-blooded. We're gonna. They have to answer to a higher calling.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be there. We're fighting for the elderly all over the United States of America. Black or white, rich or poor, it really doesn't matter. They deserve better than what they're getting, and somebody gotta stand up for them. Somebody gotta fight for them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Whew. Yeah, I just sick to my stomach when I first saw the headline, and I'm going, nah, this. I thought it was a hoax, and then I looked at the person who sent it, and I said, oh my God, this is not a hoax. I know this person to be someone of upright character and not someone who would make any type of false claim, because this is something that should ultimately change, be life change, multitude of people. So aside from the punitive damages, as we're addressing the torts, the intentional torts, criminally, how could this play out?
Well, you know, the police department is doing a fine job of investigating the issues that we are dealing with. And we feel confident that that's a part of this whole puzzle that will be figured out. And I'm sure that, you know, the hospital has already indicated they're the ones in the best position to make it an assessment of what was done and how it was done and possibly who did it. But the police department is really on it there in the city, and we're happy about that, because we need all the help we can get.
Right.
Because the job is not easy, you know, and making a difference is not easy. Changing the way we do things in society. Mm. This is a big deal. Out of 3+ million people, you got over 2 million.
Yes, sir.
Downs, you know, raped, sodomized, you know, punched, kicked, treated. Worse than worse. I mean, about as low life as you can get. And we're going to get them. I can tell you.
Yes, sir. The Hype Magazine will be right there with you. So, you know, for our 2.4 million listeners, let me humanize Miss Dolores Green for you, all right? She's the mother of 6 children, a grandmother to 14, and a great-grandmother to 21. Let me say that again. 6 children, 14 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren. This family is grieving because, as Mr. Kyle says, Mr. Green says, our family is grieving because our mother was abused, raped, tortured, and she had to suffer in silence because she couldn't cry out for help. She suffers from dementia, Alzheimer's, and she can't talk. And as we've heard from the attorney, Mr. Gary, she also has a feeding tube. So she can't even feed herself, even the basic of all basics she cannot attend to on her own, and depends upon the professionalism of a staff in what's supposed to be a trustworthy institution. If it was a family member doing that to you, they would say that you had violated familial trust, and that's something that could send you to prison forever. We've got the best of the best stepping in here, you know, touted as the voice for the voiceless, and to the person who provides hope for the helpless, you know, Mr. Gary Esquire is not a stranger to seeking justice. You know what I mean? Mr. Gary and his legal team are known for taking on some of the nation's most powerful corporate giants, including the funeral industry. So these poor old folks home people, no disrespect in the term, they don't stand a chance. I mean, I feel safe and secure as one who's advancing in age and one whose grandparents also have been placed, that, you know, this is going to come to light and it's going to be something serious. Mr. Gary, in 1995, got an award with his legal team of record-breaking $500 million, $500 million, against the world's largest funeral chain, the Loewen Group. In addition, he's noted for winning $240 million jury verdict in Orange County. Is that Orange County, California, or Orange County, Florida, against Walt Disney?
Oh, that was Orange, the Florida.
Orange County, Florida, against the Walt Disney Corporation. I asked because the casting center for Walt Disney is in Buena Vista, which is in Orange County, California.
Right.
So you got $240 million jury verdict in Orange County against the Walt Disney Corporation for your clients who allege that Disney stole their idea for a sports theme park. Now, that's a short list. Can you please just give us a small rundown? Because I know that over the decades you've been practicing, there are more items than we can cover.
Yeah, God has blessed us to take on some giants, and he's been there for us. I give him the praise and the honor. He's allowed us to fight a good fight, many tough fights, take on corporate America. We did it against Motorola, won. We, in the millions and millions, we did it against, as a matter of fact, Anheuser-Busch, right there in St. Louis, Missouri, $240 million. There again, we were fighting for the least of these. We were fighting for the little men and women. And of course, you know, we had big tobacco. We fought them, and we won as a matter of fact, $23.6 billion verdict. So God has blessed us. I tell you what we've done, but I don't take the credit for it because, you know, I know that there's a power that's greater than all of us. And he's a lawyer that's greater than Willie Gary. As a matter of fact, he's a lawyer that has never lost a case. So every time we walk in that courtroom, we just feel that we have a chance to win because, you know, the lawyer that we know, you know, is a lawyer.
You know, beyond winning and fighting for the voiceless and helping the helpless, you're also one of the biggest firms, black firm, which is, being black is not necessarily the most important fact, but it is a pertinent fact in that our youth can see that we have leaders such as yourself, and you're responsible for helping a plethora of others, a multitude of others, to feed their families through your endeavors. You have law clerks, you have legal secretaries, you have investigators, you have paralegals. You're giving students an opportunity for work study to get their law degrees. And, you know, you don't have to be the attorney. You can be the support group.
It allows us to give to historically black colleges because, you know, I'm just a living witness of, you know, what historically black colleges can do for you. And I urge young men and women to give our black colleges a chance with your kids and your grandkids. Give them a chance. That black college in North Carolina, black university, Shaw University, took a chance on a bean picker, a cotton picker, sugar cane cutter, Willie Gary, and all the other schools said I wasn't qualified, I wasn't college material, and historically black colleges, one of them, and there were others, who was given chances, or for sure gave me the opportunity to try to be somebody. So young people, dream big. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't be whatever you want to be. You can't do whatever you want to do. Got to work hard. There are no free rides. Nobody's going to give you anything. But boy, if you have a burning desire, young people, to make it, you know, just get it ingrained in your brain that you're going to say no to drugs, you're going to stay in school, you're going to work hard, you're going to work twice as hard as anybody that you know, and that you're going to do it. Even when the deck is stacked against you, when your back is against the wall, don't you're down, but you're never out. Don't ever quit on it. Be the best that you could be.
Give it your all, 1,000%. You got to work. I mean, we do need to celebrate. We have here a product of the HBCU. And in the history of the HBCU, we let you remember the legal battles they had to fight to exist. The legal battles that we had to fight to have the right to just read beyond a certain level. And here we have the results, a living example of the excellence that can come from the HBCU if given the opportunity. We have a leading legal mind with an amazing team that he is bringing up, our next generation of legal protectors. And they're addressing at this point in concert with others one of the most disgusting, despicable abuse cases I have ever heard of. I never in my life at 55 years would have dreamt or had a nightmare that this type of situation would happen. And here we are. I want to thank you, Mr. Williams, Mr. Gary, excuse me. I'm like really discombobulated.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And for the record, we have the son of Ms. Dolores on the phone, Kyle Green. He's not going to speak. But he and his wife are witnesses to this conversation. And, you know, what did you want to say, Mr. Mayor?
Well, I was just going to say he would speak. There's no doubt about it. But we're in litigation now, so that's probably why he is not having anything to say, you know. But he understands the job that we have ahead of us. They are the whole family. They are committed, you know, like you wouldn't believe, to making this wrong right, to helping this situation to the extent that nobody's mother, grandmother, great-grandmother would ever have to endure what their mother had to endure. And, you know, they are committed, outright committed. They had landed on the line to make a difference, to help change the way America treats
senior citizen. Roger that. Yeah. We have a story of a complete betrayal of trust. We have a story of great suffering. And we have a story of amazing intestinal fortitude from Mr. Green and the remainder of his family in sticking this out, being able to iterate their pain, not only in statements, but also, you know, able to locate through their attorney. And so we are praying with you, praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we know that this is going to be fixed, you know, all faith. Is there anything that, Mr. Gary, that you might want to cover that I may have neglected somehow?
No, you've done a great job. I mean, we just want to reiterate that we are in this to make a difference, you know. It's about making a difference. It's about changing the way our elderly citizens are treated, and we are committed to fight to the bitter end to bring about change. Nothing less than that. It has to happen, and it will happen. Yes, and I want to thank you for, you know, just with your ability.
No, thank you.
So many million people and people everywhere had to get this message out there, because the Lord knows that change has to come. It
yes,
has
sir.
To come. And yes, we got to fight for the elderly, because they cannot fight this fight. And we're going to have to shoulder this cross, and we're going to have to carry it. And I'm ready for this. I'm ready for it. And I thank you for your attitude and your fortitude about what's going on, your knowledge about what's going on. And I just want to say that we appreciate you. And you keep on doing what you're doing, because you are making a difference. Big time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, to whom much is given, much is required. I've been given a great platform. I've been given a great audience via the Hype magazine, and we're going to continue to use it for the betterment of everybody. You know what I mean? This Dark America section, it's not about black and white. It's about the ugly underbelly of our legal system, of our country, and we address everything equally. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I close with the fact that one of my favorite philosophers, Mr. Thoreau, while crazy as heck, he did say something that made an extreme amount of sense. He said, it's not so much important that a man garner respect for the law, but for that which is right. The law has allowed this company to flourish over the years. It has allowed it to receive government funds, taxpayer funds, and it has betrayed the trust not only of this one individual, Ms. Dolores Green and her family, but have betrayed the trust of all of us who contribute to via our taxes and legal requirements that gets broken down and distributed to places like this. So betrayed an entire country. They've betrayed an entire country. And so therefore, we're going to stay hard in the paint.
We're going to give them a taste of their own medicine.
Roger that.
We're gonna hit them where we know it hurts. We're going to give them a taste of their own medicine.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'm just going to say thank you once again, one and all, for trusting the Hype magazine with this story and this conversation. I don't call it an interview. We've had an amazing conversation. Once again, everybody, Hype magazine live session. We've had attorney Willie Gary of Gary Williams Parenti Watson and Gary. And we're going to shout out his partner in the law for this day.
Richard
Banks, the Banks and Associates.
Tanya Wiley, who's working with us. She's nationwide as well, helping to make a difference in the lives of people, you know, just in general. You know, she's... So we feel that God has allowed us to assemble a major team, and we're in the trenches.
We're in the trenches. We're ready. The dream team is here. The dream team is here. Looking forward to the inclusion. Feel free to reach out. We definitely support the Hype magazine live session, Dark America. We're out.
Thank you.